Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, I feel like I know what you're going to say here, but how do you handle someone who lies about something you just know is true?
Well, obviously, I chastise them endlessly, but I don't have a good tactic, which is why I wish I was on a reality show so I could be like, roll the tape. That's my dream.
I mean, in this day and age, we should be recording everything.
We should.
The number of times I could prove myself right with just a rollback, countless.
I mean, I hear you.
But I mean, I feel like it's wild that Kanye is even suggesting he didn't write those harassing, ridiculous, ranty social media posts about his ex, Kim Kardashian. I mean, seriously, like, we all saw it in literal real time.
Yeah. And like, I think he's hoping that that one account who comments endlessly on his post will be the judge, because he's believing that a court's going to buy this.
Which is weird, because we all know it's just him in a throwaway Instagram account commenting on his own stuff.
100%. But it's still verified.
Oh, Kanye. From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skimmer-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Tuesday, March 1st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like, every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. Give me that
hot goss. So I think we can all agree it's long been past time for Kanye to just let Kim go, move on. Mm. Kim Ye's done. It's over. It's let's be done with this. Leave it in the past. Obviously, it's Kanye, so that's not the case. He's continuing his awkward and kind of troubling campaign of publicly begging Kim to take him back for months now. And now it's Kim who's doing the begging because she wants her divorce done.
Yeah, we all do.
Give her the divorce. So she filed a 155-page document last Wednesday that asked the court to speed up their divorce proceedings. And this is ahead of a hearing that's scheduled for tomorrow, which will determine whether Kim can be legally single. So in the document, Kim states, "I very much desire to be divorced. I have asked Kanye to keep our divorce private, but he has not done so."
Yeah. Listen, I know you're not a lawyer, but I do have a question. Is there somebody who reads all 155 pages of that document? Or do they just like skim through and they're like, this looks good? That's so much.
They must put it through one of those bots. The ones that where they like write rom-coms based off a bot.
Oh my God.
It's got to be one of those things. 155 pages is so long.
It's a lot.
And the paper is Skim's letterhead.
Yeah, well, of course. So in the document, Kim also says, Kanye has been putting a lot of misinformation regarding our private family matters and co-parenting on social media, which has created emotional distress. And not just for Kim, for all of us, really, if we're being honest here. We should all file documents. Mm-hmm. She's obviously referring to Kanye's many, many Instagram rants. You know, there's the classic, Kim tried to kidnap my kids. And then the sequel to the harassment of Pete Davidson. Like, the list truly goes on and on. I mean, he shared screenshots of texts, which I appreciate.
I will always appreciate screenshots of text messages.
Me too. So also in this document, Kim says, I believe that the court terminating our marital status will help Kanye to accept that our marital relationship is over and to move forward on a better path, which will assist us in peacefully co-parenting our children.
So my only thing about that is I don't know that anything's going to help Kanye accept that it's over.
Yeah.
But at least legally, the law will be on her side of like, leave her alone.
Yeah. And the jury's going to be like, we, the jury, have decided leave him alone.
Seriously. Kanye, of course, did not take the hint. Just 2 days after Kim filed her court documents, he then filed his own last Friday. And he's claiming that Kim can't prove those social media posts were written by him.
I can't wait to go off on this. So in this document, Kanye's lawyer states, Kim claims she read something online allegedly by Kanye and characterizes the posts in her declaration as misinformation. Kim needed to offer the social media posts into evidence and show that the posts were written by Kanye. The document also says that the posts are double hearsay and can't be used as evidence in court.
Okay, so number one, the second anything is posted, it's there forever. So no matter how many times Kanye's like, I'm going to post and then delete. It's like, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Does he think that's something, I wonder?
Well, if it's 1998, maybe, but come on. Like, literally, the second he posts, 300 news outlets have copies of it.
I know.
At the very least.
Yes.
This whole thing. This lawyer, I genuinely am like, who agreed to file this? Who was like, Kanye, I got you.
I know. Well, sadly, there are people.
I mean, you pay enough, I guess. It's just ridiculous. No one's buying. Kanye didn't post them. I mean, he literally posted a photo of himself holding a yellow legal pad that said his account wasn't hacked. Because, of course, people were like, is your account hacked? This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And this was right in the middle of all of those posts he made about Kim and Pete.
Right. And like I said, he shared screenshots from Kim, which means basically if Kim also has those texts on her phone, then there's your proof.
Right.
In one of the messages, Kim accused Kanye of creating a dangerous and scary environment. She said she was worried that people might hurt Pete because of the posts.
Yeah.
And then Kanye shared a screenshot of his response to her, which read, I will always do everything to protect my family forever. And I listened to you and told everyone to make sure nothing physical happens to Skeet. Skeet, of course, is his very, very clever nickname for Pete. Mm. He also captioned the post, upon my wife's request, please, nobody do anything physical to Skeet. I'm going to handle the situation myself. Which
honestly
sounds like threatening violence to me.
I know. I'm handling the situation. That's what mob bosses say. Like, there's no in between.
His PR person is like, do you currently think you're handling it? Just trying to gauge your handling scale. Is this handling it?
I mean, I feel like if I were Kim, I would just show the text message where he refers to Pete as Skeet and be like, obviously, he can't be an adult about this. This should be enough. And the judge would be like, yes, granted.
Just share a photo of those ugly ass sneakers he designed. That's proof enough.
We really should be judges. And I mean, I feel like it's extra hard for Kanye to say those screenshots didn't come from him because just 2 weeks ago, he acknowledged on Instagram that they were jarring and came off as harassing Kim. Mm-hmm. So how do you admit to something you did and then say you didn't do what you just admitted to?
Right. So for anyone who doesn't remember this, on February 15th, Kanye shared a photo of himself during his fake benefit for Larry Hoover that he did with Drake in December. And in the caption, he wrote that he understands how his posts could be taken as harassment towards Kim. No. They are harassment.
I know. They could be taken as harassment because they are harassment. That's what they are.
Yes. He also wrote that he's working on his communication and said, I take accountability. I'm still learning in real time. I don't have all the answers. To be a good leader is to be a good listener. So
is anyone calling him a leader? Where is this coming from?
I mean, his...
You're not a leader, Kanye.
His cult, a.k.a. Oh, choir, is calling him that. But I will say, I'll give props where props are due. He went live a couple weeks ago, and it was the Sunday service, and it was the choir singing Easy on Me by Adele. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, hauntingly beautiful. Like, it was so good.
Yeah, and I mean, nobody's... Just,
yeah, he's a genius musically.
Yeah, nobody's just arguing his musical talent.
No.
It's up there. It's there. But everything else, like, stick to music.
Hard agree. But, you know, obviously him admitting to all this isn't really great for his claims. Like, he...
Yeah, yeah. But that's not going to stop him.
No, of course not.
And the thing about Kanye is, he's always got to have a couple cards up his sleeve because he's also now trying to claim the prenup he has with Kim is invalid. So according to Kanye and his lawyer, there's this new statute in California that states prenups signed after 2001 are invalid. And the only way they can be validated is either during a trial or if both parties agree. And obviously, Kanye's like, I don't agree. So it can't be enforced until there's a full-blown trial, meaning there should be a big delay in their divorce.
Yes.
And he also filed a document on February 16th to deny Kim's request to be legally single.
Right. So in this document, his legal team basically expressed concerns about his and Kim's shared assets. Mm-hmm. And they filed to prevent her from transferring assets out of any of their trusts. But in Kim's filing last week, she provided details about their prenup, and she emphasized the fact that they didn't really share many assets. She said, both Kanye and I came into the marriage with significant separate property estates. And she says they basically plan to protect those assets by keeping them separate during their marriage, which I think is smart. I don't care how goo-goo gaga you are.
No, absolutely not.
Protect yourself.
At the end of the day, it's just you.
Yes, agree. She says they only had one shared joint checking account, which they used to pay for their kids' expenses, which makes sense. And they already agreed that Kim will keep the $50 million house. And Kanye will keep the shack across the street that he's going to reno.
Yeah, the paltry $10 million shack they have across the house.
Yeah.
It seems, and it's also like we're dealing with basically, what, two billionaires talking about...
Yes.
Whose assets are whose? Like, does it really matter at this point?
No, it doesn't. But I will say, such a huge part of me hopes that the prenup does get thrown out and he's like ordered to pay her like billions of dollars because of it.
Oh my God.
Like, it backfires on him. That's my dream.
Yeah. I mean, he's spending all his money on these lawyers that are filing the dumbest petitions. So he might need that money.
Yeah, well, their diplomas are hanging on the wall and they're drawn in crayons, so what do we expect?
Only the best for Kanye. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.